This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Airstrikes again shook Sudan's capital Monday, while the latest truce talks in Jeddah yielded no progress, and a Saudi diplomat said both sides consider themselves, quote, capable of winning the battle. Sudan was thrown into deadly chaos when fighting broke out on April 15th between the forces of the army and his deputy chief, who heads the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces. Battles have since killed hundreds, wounded thousands, and uprooted hundreds of thousands, leading to fears of security fallout between, or rather beyond, Sudan's borders. The United States on Monday criticized the Arab League decision to readmit Syria, saying that President Bashar al-Assad does not deserve normalization after the brutal civil war.
We have made clear to all of our partners that Syria does not merit readmission into the Arab League. And we continue to believe that we will not normalize our relations with the Assad regimes, and we don't support our allies and partners doing so either.
State Department spokesman Vedant Pentel, the United States has repeatedly voiced opposition to reconciliation with Syria, and domestic law forbids any assistance for reconstruction without accountability for abuses during the war. Families and rescuers were searching Monday for unknown numbers of people missing 4 days after floods and landslides triggered by heavy rains killed at least 400 people in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. The latest death toll from the territory of South Kivu province, where villages have been destroyed, lists about 400 people, including bodies found in Lake Kivu. This is VOA News.